The best-known music of Sir Peter Maxwell Davies is filled with madness, religious hysteria, heavy symbolism, and prickling irony. He's always been interested in medieval and Renaissance music, and he often incorporated elements of them into his own complex 12-tone schemes. Then he might undercut his high intensity by inserting a foxtrot on an out-of-tune honky-tonk piano. His most famous work is probably Eight Songs for a Mad King, which is a fascinating music theater piece about George III, or a madman who thinks he's George III. But he's also written gentler pieces, like a hilariously updated children's version of Cinderella, an opera not only written for, but performed by children, or Le Jongleur de Notre-Dame, which employs a real juggler and musical instruments speaking the lines. In 1970, Maxwell Davies fell under the spell of the Orkney Islands, north of Scotland, and now lives there part of the time. His symphonies echo the brooding sounds of the northern sea. But the shorter works on this recent album, A Celebration of Scotland, show him mellower, more interested in recreating the charm and folk life of the Orkneys. Featured work on this album is an Orkney wedding with Sunrise, with the Scottish Chamber Orchestra conducted by Maxwell Davies. It's a delightful piece commissioned for the Boston Pop Centennial in 1985, a 12-minute tone poem depicting the progress or disintegration of a wedding party, including a procession, dances, and the effects of both high spirits and good spirits. Sunrise ends the revelries with the arrival of a bagpiper, who in live performances actually marches down the aisle onto the stage. I also like a concert overture called Jimmack the Postie, a more formal and touching portrait of the postman on the Isle of Hoy. Maxwell Davies never uses actual folk tunes. His folk music is completely original. On this album, though, are also several orchestrations of earlier music, including a group of seven Renaissance Scottish dances. My favorite pieces on the album are the choral works for children, performed by the choir of St. Mary's Music School. Seven Songs Home follow a child during the hour it takes him to get home from school. Here's Cold Tractor, a dialogue between the child and a Mr. Spence who's having trouble starting his useless mullygrubs of a tractor. Maxwell Davies himself plays two piano solos. interludes from his anti-nuclear cabaret, The Yellow Cake Review. He wrote this piece to protest open-pit uranium mining on Orkney. One of the solos, Farewell to Stromness, actually became a sort of hit in a soft rock arrangement that probably missed some of the irony in Maxwell Davies's nostalgia.